Miss Great Britain has been stripped of her title for having sex on television. 20-year-old Zara Holland had sex on the ITV show Love Island with fellow contestant Alex Bowen. The Miss Great Britain organisation said they cannot promote Zara as a positive role model. Zara said her behaviour was not like her, and she expressed huge regret. The show's host, Caroline Fleck, criticised the decision to decrown her, tweeting, "Are we living in the dark ages? What do you think? Should Zara have been stripped of her title for doing something that quite a few of us do? Have sex?" The model agent, Cathy Martin's with us this morning. The journalist, Tina Calder. Morning, Cathy. Morning, Tina.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, morning. What do you think, Cathy?
Well, I think that, yes, most people do have sex. That's how we're all created and it does happen. But I have to, you know, say that Miss GB, whatever it is, whatever it stands for, it's a beauty pageant. You know, Zara competition will have known that there are rules and regulations around morality and grace and poise and public image and whatever. So Zara will have signed up to those when she entered the competition. And, you know, she knew what she was representing when she won that competition. So to go on TV on a, you know, on a TV show like Love Island, and to, unfortunately, yes, she made a mistake, and I can see, you know, I'm not a watcher, a viewer of the programme, but I can see that she regrets it now. But to say that, you know, to say that she shouldn't be decrowned is just silly. You know, Miss GB make that decision, and that's their decision. It's not ours as a public. We can have an opinion on it, but they've got a brand, and if they wish to protect it, that's entirely up to them, and Zara will have signed up to that at the time. And just on the point of Caroline Fleck, you know, dissing the whole thing, you know, who is Caroline Fleck to talk about morality when it comes to relationships and sex? I mean, she was nearly 30 and she was having sex with 17-year-old Harry Styles. You know, I just don't get that. I think it's all a wee bit grey and murky. I mean, she's talking about...
Well, there's nothing murky about having legal sex, is there? So
no,
there's nothing murky about what Caroline Fleck did. Tina Calder.
I'm quite surprised that she was decrowned in this day and age. I think that Cathy makes a very good point in that there are contracts that you sign when you get into these beauty pageants and things like that. But also included in those are very, very, very strict publicity and PR guidelines. And she wouldn't have been able to take part in the show without having signed up to those and without having notified Miss Great Britain. Now, I'm sorry, this show has a reputation. People know what it is. It's called Love Island. It's deliberately set up to encourage relationships between essentially strangers. Miss Great Britain knew what they were allowing her to take part in the first place. They allowed her to enter the show as Miss Great Britain. What amazes me now is because she has got involved and got caught up in the moment of what the show's about, and let's be honest, having sex is no big taboo, you know, now they've decided to decrown her. I wonder, is it just because it's great publicity for them? I'm wondering, really, was this not set up beforehand?
I don't think so.
I just don't think for one second that Miss Great Britain, as an organisation, would have allowed her to go into the house into the show in the first place.
Well, I'm sure that they
thought it was going to be a problem if she was to develop a relationship on it. The whole point of the programme is to do that.
Well, it's not the whole point of the programme, is it? The whole point. Well, I guess you're.
Well,
I'm thinking of Big Brother.
Island.
It's called Love Island.
It's called Love Island.
Yeah. Actually,
and let's be honest,
yeah,
if you find love, lust, attraction, whatever it is, she's a 20-year-old consenting adult.
Yeah. I guess it's called
but
Love Island, not Sex Island.
Yeah, exactly. Not everybody who falls in love has sex not even within 20 hours of meeting the person they end up having sex with. Yes, it happens.
So are we going to vilify everyone who has sex within 24 hours now?
I said no, Tina, not at all, because I said not everyone. So the thing is, we all know she went into the house knowing what kind of island it was, or into the island knowing not what kind of island it was and what kind of programme it was. But I think the organisation of Miss GB will have thought that her morality and, you know, grace and poise and representation and image clauses in that contract would have been, I suppose, more respected than they were. And I don't think the point is, Caroline Fleck is sort of saying, should there be Miss GB, should there be beauty pageants at all? I don't think that's the point, because whatever your opinions on beauty pageants, and I have some, and that's fine, but I don't, whatever your opinions on beauty pageants are, you know, it's their brand and it's their decision. It's kind of like, you know, any business or any business taking a stand with an employee who, you know, brings I suppose, sullies their name in some way or other. And
it absolutely is. I totally agree with you that they have a right to uphold whatever standards they choose. What I'm questioning is why they waited until she was already in the show to decrown her when she was going into a show that was likely to lead to this point.
Well,
no offence. If it's all about... If it's all about grace and poise and class and all of those things that apparently people who have sex in 24 hours aren't, at the end of the day, they wouldn't have allowed her to go in the first place.
You know, by the way, I didn't say that people who have sex in 24 hours.
I was being sarcastic.
If you've taken that, I'm very sorry, but I did not say that, and I did not.
But that's the point is, if they're trying to protect a reputation, they should never have allowed her to take part in the reality TV show in the first place.
Perhaps.
Because
they
already condoned the actions of partaking in what the show is about by allowing her to walk through the front door. If she's tied up to a very strict contract, which she will be, they had to have allowed her to do it. She couldn't have just woke up one morning and decided not to bother letting them know. Otherwise, they would have decrowned her the minute she walked through.
This is really interesting. Kathy, thank you. Tina, thank you.